We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. World's highest paid actor is out from Forbes, and it's The Rock. He's actually down from last year. He made $124 million last year and came in second to George Clooney. So this, yes, friends, marks the anniversary of when the George Clooney feud started on The Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no feud.
George Clooney
ain't no feud.
Was in at number one, and then Tim and Lance just dragged him through the mud.
No, we did. No,
we just pointed out that his resume of recent movies is not great.
We're trying to motivate Clooney.
Yeah, just because you can do espresso commercials and make some cash, that's great, but make a good movie.
Yep, and trying to motivate the fans to expect more.
Right.
Chris Hemsworth is second. Robert Downey Jr. is third.
Wow.
Okay.
Tough love.
There's another A-Rod and J-Lo video.
He'll thank us later.
This time going to the gym.
Yeah, I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
Stop videoing yourself. Right. Go just live your life.
I know Kevin's frustrated. A-Rod has become his new Chrissy Teigen, where every day he has to put something online from Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, it's so, overexposure, man.
Because of that, this is a little gift to Kevin. This is a little schmig nugget for you. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman Reunion, courtesy of Jane Seymour. And the only reason I know this name is because of Kevin. Joe Lando.
Solely.
Did you know about this, Kevin? You must have.
Did I know about this? You can see that pic online at Y98.com.
So it's just a reunion. They
just a photo. But you know what? I could see a possible.
All right.
Okay. You're lucky I even
perhaps
mentioned it on the air.
This weekend at Olden Days in Dow.
There's an audience for it. I mean, there's four Berghoffs. So.
I mean, he put it online. He puts lots of stuff online. So that's why I mentioned it. Yes. By the way, I wouldn't have been able to pick Joe Lando out of a lineup.
He looks weird without his locks.
They both look great, though.
He looks better the older he gets. He was not a looker back in the day.
According to my wife.
Stars, they're just like us. Angelina Jolie dropped her son Maddox off at college. When did that happen? And he's going to college in South Korea. Someone posted a video where she admitted that she's trying not to cry. Something else that's a little weird with this relationship, you know, she and Brad still, I guess, kind of on the outs, because sources say that Brad only found out that Maddox was going to school in South Korea when news broke in the media. He found out about it maybe after the general public did.
I wonder why he's going to school in South Korea.
I don't know.
I mean, that seems an interesting choice.
Yeah.
That's far away. I don't know if you guys know that. That's pretty far.
We talked about the Dancing with the Stars cast late yesterday morning. You can see that online at 198.com. Some people that we talked about ended up on the list. Other people did not. There's no Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms, but Christy Brinkley, 65, and dancing. James Vanderbeek, Lamar Odom, Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband, Ray Lewis from the NFL.
All-star professional basketball player.
Yeah. Let's talk about how our fans really, how our listeners really know him. They're not fans of the NBA.
More credit than that.
Meredith from The Office, Kate Flannery, Kel Mitchell from All That, Hannah Brown, Bachelorette, Lauren Elena, who is the runner-up on American Idol, former Supremes singer Mary Wilson. She's 75.
Wow.
Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony, Karamo Brown from Queer Eye, and the one that Tom Bergeron has a real issue with, former White House press secretary Sean Spicer. Tom Bergeron apparently went out with the show's new producer a while back and said, I really hope that this the show is kind of a break from any sort of politics. I don't want any divisive bookings on the show. And he thought they were on the same page until he found out that they booked Sean Spicer. He didn't mention Sean by name, but he's the only political one on the show.
Wouldn't it be awesome, though, if it really were just Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer throughout the entire season?
You know, if you watched her show where her daughter goes off to college, and then she, what is it, Life of the Party?
Right.
And she joins the sorority and starts going to school there. She's got some dance moves. Mm-hmm. She practiced really hard for that one scene where she does a dance off.
No, but I think she likes to dance.
Yeah, she does.
She, at Ellen's birthday party, she was trying to throw it down with J-Lo.
Yeah. But I mean, that Life of the Party scene, she said she practiced and practiced for a long time to make sure she like got it right. And she did a great job. That's Entertainment Schmig. We have more for you at 8:47. Congratulations to our Backstreet Boys winner. It is
Maria Sotomayor.
Whoa!
She related to Sonia?
I don't know. She's from Puerto Rico, but now living in St. Louis.
Nice.
So congratulations to Maria. She was very, very happy. We have another pair of tickets to that show, meet and greet passes, and the after party. We will give them away tomorrow between 6 and 10.
Okay. It's Entertainment Schmig.
Time for the Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Donate school supplies in the month of August and join Club Fitness for free. So much to tackle here. Taylor Swift, Gwyneth Paltrow's latest ridiculousness. Who on the show is most likely to start the I Hate Gwyneth Paltrow fan club? Me. If we're stuck in an elevator together, I'll talk to you all about it.
At least it's not staying with you.
No. I let things go. I'm easy breezy.
That's four people who didn't vote for you.
Yeah. Look at the positive.
Taylor Swift is doing an interview that airs this Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning. And she says to get back at Scooter Braun for buying her back catalog, she is going to re-record all of her old songs so she owns the masters. Here's the catch. Most labels have a clause preventing artists from doing that.
Yeah.
They said sometimes the clause has an expiration date, but the label would have another clause preventing Taylor from copying the originals, meaning the new versions would have to be
different. Mixed different.
Yes. So the question is, you know, if some place wants to use one of her songs in their ad,
who do they go to?
Do they go to Scooter Braun and get the original, or do they go to Taylor Swift and she records, say, an acoustic version of it?
Well, Team Taylor, I would imagine, is going to launch an offensive and go to, all the different licensing agencies and certainly the digital music platforms and saying, what can we do so that when people search for this song, this new version comes out? What do you want?
But Scooter Braun manages a bunch of people, too. And do you want to tick him off so that you don't have access to Bieber and Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a battle.
Gwyneth Paltrow, you know that I think she's ridiculous and her whole Goop platform is just a bunch of nonsense. It started with how, you know, you go to your fishmonger like everyone has one. She just lives in an alternate universe. She, for her home, hired a book curator. When she remodeled her LA home a few years ago, she moved in and realized she needed about 500 or 600 more books to complete the shelves. So she had Thatcher Wine, a professional bibliophile, expand her book collection and design a dream library for her home.
I can't imagine Thatcher has much business.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I guess it depends where you are. You said it was in New York.
L.A.
People are spending dumb amounts of money because they have it to spend, don't you think?
Yeah, Thatcher probably has a few clients and does all right, but won't Amazon do the exact same thing for you? Like, you may also like. I mean, I would just go with that.
Listen, Tim, they looked at books she already owned and expanded on that, expanded on those topics. And then in the dining room, they stuck to a more rigid color palette of black, white, and gray books. Since it was less of a space where one might hang out and read.
Right.
Totally normal, John. Okay. I don't know what your problem is.
I take back what I said. Mm-hmm.
It's cool. XFL announced the names and logos of their first eight teams, the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Time for battle.
I can't retain that name.
It's not great, but it's not the worst thing
I've ever
heard.
I don't think it's the worst. I just, my brain won't let me hold on to it for some reason.
But here's something really interesting. I just saw this on Twitter, and I retweeted it, too, at Y98 Lance. If you take the St. Louis Battlehawks logo and flip it upside down, it says STL.
Really?
Yep.
What?
Oh,
check
that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That is cool.
There's way too many letters.
And it's kind of a throwback, too, to the old Hawks basketball team, in a way.
Yeah, in a way.
Bethany Frankel.
It doesn't matter. It's still representing the Lou.
All right, that's enough XFL. We have to talk Real Housewives of New York.
It's a big, big story, and I may not watch anymore.
Bethany Frankel's leaving.
Yeah, it's a bummer. She made it entertaining.
Now, she did leave before, and
she
came
did,
back.
She did, but I don't know.
Why is she leaving?
She's got a deal with Mark Burnett, supposedly.
For her own show?
Because
her own show before?
No.
A few of them bombed.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's another talk show. It sounds like it has to do with empowering women. I'm not sure what that is.
That's hot right now.
And listen, everything, all her other endeavors, she has enough money that she doesn't have to be on TV anymore.
She doesn't. And her daughter's a little older now, and I think she has a new guy in her life. You know how the first relationship went. They're still battling. Jason Hoppy, in case you're interested.
Don't get me started.
But I will get you started on Spider-Man and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's a financial dispute between Marvel and Sony, so Spider-Man might get kicked out of the universe. And Jeremy Renner is asking Sony to give Spider-Man back because apparently if he leaves the universe, there's a gaping hole in the Avengers chain of command.
Sure.
Yeah.
I kind of hate myself for like...
If they don't resolve this, though, I wonder where Tom Holland goes.
I don't know. Apparently, it's really...
Would they have to start over?
They're still developing two more Spider-Man movies with Tom Holland.
And it's crazy because if you're Sony who owns and how this all works... You got to realize that you need Disney's backing to make the money you made with Spider-Man. If you back out...
Kevin tried to explain it to me today, and I stopped
listening. You lose all those Avengers characters. You lose all that whole backstory. You got to start
part of the reason it's selling tickets is because it's involved with that other stuff, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like Marvel helps prop Sony up and make Spider-Man more profitable. I agree. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including a post that Kevin... put a lot of heart into. It's a reunion of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and what was his name on the show?
Sully. Jane Seymour and Joe Lando.
Kevin, listen, just go look at it for Kevin. It's like his love. It makes Sarah happy. It's their show, one of the shows they bonded over.
Yeah, it was her show, her favorite show after Little House on the Prairie.
That's right.
Well, and Joe Lando back in the day had really long hair. Jason Momoa, her new man, Aquaman, long hair. I think we need to get Kevin to grow his hair out. Here's Lance with traffic.
All right, big bad of the rush hour is still 6440 eastbound on the brakes before Highway K up to this crash before.
Celebrity birthday time. Okay, there's a lot of them today. And today is also a big day if you like pecan torts or bao, those like buns that have yummy stuff inside of them, BAO.
I thought that was, what are those food stores called that have the... like breakfast
groceries.
Oh, kolaches. Kolaches are different. They're similar but different.
I do love a kolache.
I know. See, that's what I was trying to think of.
And National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it's also the birthday of Howie D of the Backstreet Boys. Oh, coming to town.
I've met Howie.
So have we.
I mean, you know.
Not me, guys. I've never met Howie.
Nor have I.
41.
44.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm thinking that too.
I'll say 43.
45.
46. Right. It's also Kristen Wiig from Bridesmaids is the same age as Howie D. Just so you know.
46 is my guess.
All right. Let's throw a curveball in here for you. Valerie Harper, who played Rhoda on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Rhoda, we are celebrating her birthday because in 2013, she was diagnosed with inoperable brain cancer and given 3 months to live. She's still here. How old is she?
I got a number, but I think it's high.
I'm kind of with you, Lance.
Give
she's
got to
be
like 74.
I think even older, 78.
I'm going to give her a 73.
The number I came up with was 81.
Whoa.
She can kick and punch and kick, and she's 80.
Oh.
Wow. Wasn't as far off as
yeah, you were close. Wow.
That's why I wanted to celebrate her.
Good for her.
Yeah. And Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Ty Burrell.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
That is a tricky one.
It is. Yep. I think he's got to be like late 40s.
I think you're right.
I'm going to say 47.
That's what I was thinking.
I think a little older, 51.
Ooh.
You go.
48.
I'm going to say 52.
52.
Yeah!
You got it. Yeah. Also celebrating a birthday today, James Corden is only 41. He's a babe. Mm-hmm. Just a little baby. And Giada De Laurentiis. I do this because I know Lance does not like the way she says Parmigiano Reggiano. She's 49.
She gets him in there.
She's got a long, really nice large head for the TV camera.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a distortion of the lens, but it does look like her head is big.
She has a teeny tiny body.
With this, and it shoots well, I think.
Oh, yeah. And big eyes. And
mm-hmm. I'm into her, but I have a ton of bobblehead, so it makes
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.